Archaeologists in Peru are pursuing a big idea to change in climate thousands of years ago altered the course of a civilization. Christopher Joyce recently learned firsthand how hard it can be to prove big ideas on a small budget. Here's his reporter's notebook.
We're going out on a Peruvian lake, and Dylan Bredernitz is our anchorman.
We're basically just filling these buckets with rocks, and we're going to find some rope and use these buckets as anchors for our boat.
I'm following Jonathan Haas from the Field Museum in Chicago. He believes hunter-gatherers lived along the coast of Peru until 5,000 years ago the climate there changed. That forced them inland where they learned agriculture and built huge earthen mounds even before the pyramids of Egypt.
We are in the Albufera del Medio Mundo, which is the lagoon of the Middle Earth.
We row out in a 14-foot boat. Since these are dry land archaeologists, I do most of the rowing.
Weigh anchor!
What we're after are lake bed sediments. They contain pollen that could reveal climate changes. The coring device is a long metal pipe. A local mechanic cobbled it together for a couple of $100 or so. We have to whack it into the lake bottom.
The hammer will pound it down into the sediments at the bottom. So we'll lower this thing down, and then you go chunk, chunk, chunk with a hammer going down on it. It's a pile driver.
We take turns hammering, and despite the anchors, the boat spins around the core like a dog leashed to a telephone pole. That takes half an hour. Then we have to twist the core to grab some sediment. And finally, we have to pull it out.
No, you just hold the pole and keep us from bending it.
And the lagoon of Middle Earth wins. The core breaks in half. No sediment this time. We wonder what future archaeologists will make of a broken metal pole stuck in a lake bed like some Peruvian Excalibur. Haas is philosophical.
You take a risk, you don't experiment with something. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. In this case, it didn't, but, you know, lots of other things are going just fine.
Archaeologist Jonathan Haas with Christopher Joyce. You can get a photographic tour of his dig on our website, npr.org/climateconnections.